Thanks for tuning in to this local radio station. Mike and Kim here with the good stuff. Going to start giving you a little Christmas stuff now and then, so be ready for that. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County in the Valentine area. Working on several projects, renovation of Main Street, a lot of things happening in the old Heart City. And you can find out more about activities like a summer vacation, those kind of things, going to visitvalentine.com.
And season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the endearing heritage of the West.
Ready to dive into the heart of the American agriculture? Well, you can uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Yep, it's all in the Tri-State Livestock News, and you can find out more at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
One cute little Christmas story. It's not too early, is it?
No.
All right, a customer went into a store looking for Christmas tree lights. The salesman showed her the top brand, but wanting to make sure each bulb worked, she asked him to take them out of the box and plug them in. He did, and each one lit up. "Great," she said. The salesman carefully placed the string of lights back in the box. But when he handed them to the customer, she looked alarmed. "I don't want that box," she said abruptly. "It's been opened."
Oh, well, you just opened it, right?
Well, I think we're kind of looking at it.
Okay.
Silly standards sometimes.
Something from Chris Isaacs today called The Dying Breed. "I can't call myself a cowman. Heck, I've never owned a cow. But I've worked for some good ones, some that sure know how to make the calf crops pay the bills when there wasn't enough rain, or hold their own with bureaucrats and play that never-ending game. Men whose word is binding, whose handshake is their bond. They give it what is expected, and then they go beyond. Men who understand good horses and what cow mamas tell their calf, who take life rough and tumble and still manage a good laugh. Whose hands are rough and rope burned, who walk with stiffened gait, who stick by a friend through thick or thin, and never, who took good care of their land before that was politically correct, who feel endowed by their Creator to preserve and to protect the land that they are stewards over, and that the job they took to heart. They made their life's work ranching, and they play well their part. So it's been my lot for many years to have worked for some of the best of these men who may be a dying breed, yet have not shirked the test, who have not knuckled under or sold out to the corporate dragon, who've held the ranch together and still ride out with the wagon. And I thank the Lord in heaven for giving me the chance to know some of these good men who still work the family ranch." And that was from Chris Isaacs. Thought we'd share that for you here and get to mid-December, I guess.
Full of short little things. "Don't mess with me. I'm a wooden spoon. Lead paint. No car seat. No bike helmet. Pickup bed riding. Garden hose drinking. Survivor."
So I am a survivor.
Huh? That don't mess with me. "I didn't have influencers growing up. I had uncles who gave bad advice for free. Dave Budget sent those to us. Thanks, Dave." I love when he sends us things. Also, he sent a vegetarian. You know the definition of a vegetarian, don't you?
Poor hunter.
Old Native American word meaning bad hunter.
Bad hunter.
Oh, have you ever noticed that slim chance and fat chance mean the same thing?
That is kind of odd, isn't it?
It is. Thanks, David, for sending those in. We appreciate when you send things in to the good stuff.
And again, it's a couple of quotes here from Stephen Wright. "Yesterday, I parked my car in a tow-away zone. When I came back, the entire area was missing. I have a switch in my apartment. It doesn't do anything. Every once in a while, I turn it on and off. One day, I got a call. It was from a woman in France. She said, 'Cut it out.'"
That's intriguing, isn't it?
Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
"All right. I saw a sign at a gas station. It said, 'Help wanted.' There was another sign below it that said, 'Self-service.' So I hired myself. Then I made myself the boss. I gave myself a raise, and I paid myself. And then I quit."
Very cute.
So how about that? Those are some things from Stephen Wright. And if you have something to share, maybe a nice Christmas story, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.